I'm reminded of a story I read years ago about Mother Teresa, who heard about a family that was poor and needed some food and they were starving. So she brought them this big bag of rice. Hey friends, welcome back. You know, suffering is a mystery and we struggle with dealing with it sometimes, don't we? Well, today Father Gabriel continues this theme. We'll look at his meditations from Divine Intimacy Meditation 130. Father Gabriel writes, "The secret of learning to suffer in a virtuous way consists chiefly in forgetting oneself and one's sorrow and in abandoning oneself to God. The soul that is absorbed in its own sufferings and concentrates its whole attention on them becomes unbearable to bear them serenely and courageously." So a lot of times we can't control the suffering in our life, like what happens to us. Sometimes life just happens. But the Christian is called to suffer like Jesus. In other words, to suffer virtuously. And how do we do that? Well, Father Gabriel gives us one practical tip. Don't focus on your suffering. Because what we focus on gets magnified in our life. Have you heard the expression, you know, we turn our molehills into mountains? How do we do that? We turn a molehill into a mountain. It's an overreaction. We do it by focusing on it. That little thing that is not quite right, we then obsess about it, and that little thing then becomes a mountain. It gets magnified. And I think about Our Lady. What did she focus on? Doing the will of God in all things. And what did she say? My soul magnifies the Lord. So with our life, we can magnify things. We can turn the molehills into the mountains, or we can be like Our Lady and magnify the Lord. Father Gabriel writes, "One who is oversensitive and preoccupied with his own suffering often becomes insensible and indifferent to the sufferings of others. We must forget ourselves, go out of ourselves and our own sufferings, becoming interested in the sufferings of others and endeavor to alleviate them. This is a very effective way to regain in times of discouragement the strength to bear our own crosses." Father Gabriel giving us some very practical advice. When we are overcome by our own struggles and sufferings, what can we do? Well, think about other people. But more than think about other people, help other people in their crosses. Make our life a service to another person. I'm reminded of a story I read years ago about Mother Teresa, who heard about a family that was poor and needed some food and they were starving. So she brought them this big bag of rice. She gave it to the mother of these children. And this mother took this rice and divided it up into two portions and then left her little house, leaving Mother Teresa with her children. After a few moments, the mother came back without that portion of rice. And Mother Teresa asked her, "What did you do with the rice I gave you?" And the woman responded, "My neighbors are hungry too." This is a beautiful example of someone who takes their eyes off of their own cross and tries to alleviate the sufferings of another person. I think that's a really important lesson. We can get so self-absorbed in our suffering, think that we're the only one suffering like this. No one else is going through what I'm going through. Father Gabriel's advice is great. Just stop thinking about it and help somebody else. Father Gabriel writes, "Despite all our efforts to escape our own misery and forget our troubles, we may go through moments of such profound anguish, such impenetrable darkness, that our poor soul does not know how to emerge from it, especially when the horizon, instead of becoming bright, grows darker and more threatening. At such times, there is only one thing to do, to make a leap in the darkness, abandoning ourselves entirely into God's hands." I'm reminded of this image of a seed sitting on a windowsill. The sun is warming it. It's enjoying its place. Everything is going quite well for the seed. And then without a moment's notice, a hand picks it up, takes it outside, and plunges the seed into the soil, into complete darkness. What's that seed saying to itself? What's happened to my life? Why did it get all dark? Where's the warmth? And all of a sudden, it feels packed, and it feels this wetness coming upon it, suffocating its breath. Water is coming in from the top and seeping its way through the cracks. The seed tells itself, "I cannot breathe." And then all of a sudden, it feels burning upon it. Fertilizer contained within that water, hitting that seed. This seed tells itself, my life is over. I cannot breathe. I feel like something inside of me is about to explode. And indeed, something inside of it explodes. It breaks. It breaks open. And from that seed comes forth a shoot that goes up through the soil into the light. The seed was broke open by the suffering. We will find ourselves in life in similar situations, overwhelmed by darkness. We will feel suffocated. I think of Jesus, who was plunged into darkness for 3 days in that soil, in the tomb. And what happened? 3 days later, he burst forth, conquering sin, the devil, winning us new life. Jesus was plunged into darkness, and we can expect at times this will happen to us. But then we cast ourselves into the Father's hands, as Jesus did on that cross. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit, trusting that 3 days later, in God's time, new life will come forward. Friends, thanks for watching. Share with me below what stood out to you and why, and I'll see you soon.